So I went to Bufa for a few days, came back last night, and Scott Mills could have been on the air today playing samba music, announcing my death. I'm not the best flyer in the world.
It's true.
And I absolutely, please pardon my language, crapped myself on the plane last night. And I was saying this, we're talking about this in the car on the way home. My brain and my imagination are really evil to me. And if I get panicky or worried, my brain decides to have a little bit of fun at my expense. And I'm on the plane and it's shaking, it starts shaking like that, going from side to side. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, here we go. Oh, God, God. And my brain goes like this. You might die. And I'm like, oh, no, don't start thinking things like that. And seriously, and honestly, this is not a joke. And we're going through some quite bad turbulence, for what I call quite bad turbulence. And all I can think of in my head is, they're going to be reading out your obituary tomorrow. And I'm like, don't think that, it's just a bit of turbulence. All of a sudden, there was a flash of lightning outside. We're flying through a bloody thunderstorm with lightning. I am absolutely peeing my pants. And all this stuff going through my head is, that bloke next to you is going to die with you. And I'm like, no, 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 don't think like that. And I looked at my girlfriend for a bit of support. She's like this. Right? Absolutely, seriously, absolutely papping it I was. I'm not the greatest flyer. I'm so bad.
Scott Mills is going to get promoted after your death.
Oh, leave it, leave it. Land the plane, will you? So anyway, it was all right. We had a bit of a nightmare because I'm getting the flight back. Anyone who's been to Ibiza, and you'll know. So I've got to pick the tickets up from a desk, which I hate doing. I like them in my hand, and I don't like leaving it to chance. So the flight's at 11:10 last night from Ibiza. So I've gone, let's get up, because we're only staying like 5-10 minutes away from the airport. Mm. Let's get up Sunday, go down to the ticket office, pick them up so at least...
Then you've got them.
Yeah, exactly. So we get down there, and we look around for the desk, and I find the desk at 1:02. The shutters are down, and the door is locked, and the opening hours on Sunday are from 9 till 1. And I'm like, oh, bloody hell. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Let's go to information. So I go to information, and she's like this. So the girl next to her, fat trollop. Excuse me. Excuse me. Hola. Hi, we're meant to be picking our tickets up, okay? We're picking our tickets up. Tickets? Yeah, from the desk, the servitor desk. See? And there's no one there. See? Right, and we just kind of wanted to know what we do about our tickets. What flight are you on? We're on the 2310 to Gatwick. So she's like this, and she's going. Yes, 2310. No, we know the time. We don't have any tickets. See? No, it's, oh, you seem to be misunderstanding me, love, in a language barrier. What I'm saying is, yes, servitor is just next door. Yeah, there's no one there, love. That's right, there will be someone there. There's no one there. It closes at 1 o'clock. See? 2310. Oh, seriously, you're starting to get on my nerves now, love. So this goes, so we go, oh, it doesn't matter, leave it. So we go wandering around, and we're trying to find someone who's English. Can I go, look, what's the deal? We've got a locator number and all that. The tickets are bought and paid for. Can we just turn up? What's the... Oh, I don't think so. Don't... So we go back to this servitor little desk thing. And they look after certain EasyJet, I think they're an agent for, and Freedom Flights. And I'm like, God, you know, I'm thinking if I go down the list and I see Buddy Holly Airways, I'm out of it. I'm getting the bloody boat, right?
Buddy Hollycopters.
Tell you. So anyway, so there are these numbers. So we got, let's ring these numbers in. So off to the payphone we go and we ring the number. Hello, thanks for calling. If you are checking flight details of the 2310 flight, it goes to Gatwick. Please leave your message after the tone. If you want anything else, we'll get back to you. So we leave a message. Look, here's the name. We're checking the, you know, we need the tickets. We just don't know what to do. Can you give us a ring? Nothing. Ring all the other numbers. They just ring out. So then I'm thinking, well, this is going to be a nightmare because we've all got to get back to work. So at least we've got a few hours. And anyone who's gotten through any of this trouble, you'll know it's just a major pain in the ass. And the one day of my holiday I always hate is the last day, because I'm always worried and panicked about getting the taxi, getting the flight, missing stuff, and I just, you know, I want to wake up and go. I just want to go to sleep on my last night and wake up back in my own bed. So we ring, we try and get hold of Freedom Flights, and we get a number that just rings out, and I'm like, we, you know, we don't even know if we're flying with them, or we ring someone else, or not. And anyway, eventually we kind of find out that the chances are they're going to be back open this desk just before the flight, you know, when it's boarding time.
Yeah.
So, we're, you know, we're pretty confident we'll get our tickets, but, you know, so be it. There's not much more we can do. So we turn up, and there's a little old dear there behind the desk. And we're like, oh, thank God you're here. Oh, this is great. Thank God you're here. We need our tickets. And we're kind of saying to her, we have tickets booked. We came earlier today. And she goes, you what, love? Oh, you're English. Right, okay, good, that's fine. We need the tickets for the, what name is it? Oh, not saying anything. And I'm like, oh, no, don't. And I'm starting to get a little bit agitated. Now, you know me, I'm very mild-mannered. I don't really lose my rag that often.
You don't blow your top, do you?
No, not at all. I never throw my toys out the pram, you know, anything like that. Leave it! You know, I'm everybody's friend.
Mm.
So I'm starting to get a little bit wound up, because if the tickets are there, I'm throwing a major wobbler. So then she goes, did he do it through with so-and-so? Did he buy him in England? Yeah. Someone booked them for us. Is it with so-and-so? Did he? I said, I've no idea. And you know when someone's talking to themselves out loud and you don't know if they're talking to you or not, but it doesn't matter because you have no idea what they're talking about. I think that was telly tickets. Was that telly? Right, it's telly tickets, telly. I don't give a crap! Where are my tickets? Don't know what you're talking about! This is all in my head. On the outside, I'm being nice and polite. And we said, yeah, we turned up and there's no one here. Oh, I was here all... I've been here all day. Well, the shutters were down. That's right. Now, I left at midday and I was back at 4. Well, because it says 9 till 1 on the opening hours on your door. That's right, yes. Do you mean that's right? Yeah, what? Are you on another planet, love? Then, this is the best thing. We said, well look, we rang these numbers. Are the tickets there? Yeah, they're here. Oh, great. Well, you didn't half panic today, love. And the thing is, we rang these numbers here, obviously, and we got a recorded answer phone message, and it said leave message, someone will call you back, but every time we rang it, nobody answered. The answer phone message came on all the time. I swear, blind as I live and breathe, this is what she said. We never answer the phone on a Sunday because it's too busy. At that point, I went, I'm going outside for a cigarette. I'm sorry. Otherwise, her wig is coming off and then veins are popping. I'm sorry. Answer the phone! Twist them out, Dylan Cheer and Skibbity, Radio 1. I must say, by the way, we flew last night with XL Air or something.
I've flown
before.
With them before.
Right. And I always get, right, this, and I hope this doesn't sound a bit kind of snobby, but I always get concerned when they say, we're about to bring the trolley round now with a selection of drinks and snacks, which you can buy. Oh, really? What, are we making up petrol money for you? It's like chipping in. Anyway, and I thought, oh, God. And it was all fine. And I want to say congratulations to the pilot who did a fantastic job. I was popping myself. Honestly. And it's going left through. And I'm looking out the window. There's blooming lightning. And I'm thinking, we're flying through a lightning strike. Oh, God. And this went on for about half an hour on and off. And it was about 15, 10 minutes to land. And I thought, and it was nice and smooth. I thought, well, thank God for that. As soon as the thought had entered my head, it's all over the place again. And even the stewardess is having trouble walking down the aisle. And I'm like, oh, this isn't good. I'm going to die. I'm actually going to die. I'm going to die sitting next to a huge, big, fat bloke that I've never met before. There's going to be going through the remains going, look at these two together. What's going on here? His girlfriend's over there. They must have had a row. I don't know. But anyway, whoever the pilot was. And he comes in afterwards and just goes, welcome to Gatwick, ladies and gentlemen. The weather, obviously, they said it was going to clear up, but what do they know? Anyway, enjoy your stay. Bye-bye. What do you mean, is that it? Well, I almost died up there.
There's an email coming from the fella sat behind you, actually, saying, oi, Chris, I sat behind you on the plane last night. You were crapping yourself, you big Jesse. It was only a small storm.
That was that arse, by the way. On the way out, by the way, I got a flight on Package Hell Airways, and there was loads of these lads there. And a couple of them recognised me, and I knew this because one of them sitting at the airport before we left, and he just kind of nudges his mate and he goes, "Hi, Chris." And I turned around and went, "Hello, mate." And he went, "Yeah, thanks, lovely chatting with you." And then as we're getting on the plane, what they've obviously gone, "It's Christmas. Chris Moore's over there. It's Chris Moore's here. Here. Ask him what Scott Mills is like." Yeah, go on, go on. So the bloke's come up to me and gone, here, what's that Chris Mills like? And all his mates go, nah, nah. And I've gone, who's Chris Mills? And he went, they told me to say Chris Mills. And they went, Scott Mills, you idiot. And he goes, oh, I don't know. Back of the plane, please. All right. Tranquilizing.
Put me in the bug.
But then on the way back, I'm sitting there. Now, I'm papping it, right? I'm reading myself the last rites in my head. Right? I'm going, Jesus, Mary, Padre, Padre, and all that. And the bloke behind me is going, Chris, Chris, oh, Chris, Chris. And I'm like, I really need you right now, Tubby. Do you mind? I'm having a personal L here. Anyway, we're landing everything, and he goes, oh, yeah, to his mate in a really loud voice that only I, you know, for me to hear. Yeah, make sure you listen to Radio 1 in the morning. I'm on in the afternoon, you fat slob. So there he is typing an email. He's a liar. He'll tell you. He's obviously having an ill-tail reply now. That was hell in the air last night. Hell.
He said it was a small storm. He said you were making a meal out of it.
Hell. It was hell in the air. I'm telling you right now. Thunder, lightning, locusts, monsters.
Ming it, then bling it. On